Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Chrysler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
Good evening, this is Lee Papa, and you are listening to Cheater and the Rood on Progressive Radio Network. I am the blogger known as the Rood Pundit, and I am here with my co-host,
Jeff Chrysler, author of Get Rich Cheating, and also tomorrow, April 15th, star of the one-man show, Get Rich Cheating, at the Miles Square Theater in Hoboken, New Jersey, 8 o'clock. Go to GetRichCheating.com. Come learn the secrets of making money in a fake wealth-building seminar.
I have seen Jeff's show, and let me just say, I'm not just doing this to ask for a reach-around later, but it's a damn funny show.
You can ask for a reach-around, but I'm very particular with my reach-aroundies.
Really? Really?
I am. I'm rich, according to the show, so
yeah,
I don't have to just give anybody a reach-around for a compliment.
Well, speaking of money and reach-arounds, so the House finally passed the budget resolution that was the big compromise last week that prevented the government from shutting down.
Yay!
That's right, that's right. And, you know, there were a few things that that got cut, although not cut as much as, you know, Republicans wanted.
They had some stuff in there you were telling me that I didn't read all about it. That was just nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's pretty insane. They cut fruits and vegetables to school kids.
That passed, or that's what they wanted
to cut? That rider actually went through. The fuck you, Michelle Obama rider went through.
Well, a FUMO.
Yes, yes, the FUMO. They also cut $2.9 billion from high-speed rail.
Well, the kids are going to be fat enough they don't have to move to go city to city. They'll just be city to city.
They cut $1 billion from AIDS, hepatitis, and TB, and other STD prevention programs.
Well, once they spray everyone with the radioactive material that they're producing, there will be no need to touch each other's genitals unless you're poor.
Yes, yes. Only poor people touch genitals. However, should they touch their genitals, that right now they cut $600 million from community health centers. So poor people who are who receive radiation from the government, because you know that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
That's what government cheese is, really.
Yes, yes. It's
radiated government milk, which...
Yes, the idea is to sterilize the poor, you know.
Well, yeah, that was the whole thing that started back in the 1820s with that guy.
Yep. So then, you know who made out like a bandit, though?
Did you guess? The bandits.
Well, yeah, the defense contractors. They gave $5 billion more on defense appropriations than...
More! Huh? What is it good for? Defense contractors. I've been waiting a long time to do that.
Holy crap. Wow. That was that was impressive. I'm sure that the...
I work out.
Who did that song?
Me, just then.
Great. So, also, we had President Obama come out this week with his big old speech about the budget.
Let me be clear.
Yes, his fiscal vision for the fiscal future of the fiscal United States.
I do not like run-on sentences.
Yes, yes, and he said that he dissed the GOP budget put out by Paul Ryan, which
that
essentially
hair guy is a bad man.
Which essentially said that we're going to give a bunch of money to rich people and rape your grandparents at the same time.
I don't think that was explicitly in the budget, but if you read every other word and you progressively choose the letter in each word, it does spell that out.
Yeah, you see, here's the problem on the budget, all right? And you know, it's the problem on everything. Democrats just don't know how to message this shit. I mean, seriously, if they're not already, we're going to see Republicans with ads that have all this evil music and shit and images of sick children with their hollow eyes, with their hands out, and an announcer saying, "It's not the government's money. It's your money. Barack Obama's budget plan wants to raise taxes. Why doesn't he just take food away from your children?
That is scary.
That is. You know why? Because Republicans are just going to fucking lie. I mean, death panels, Obama was born in Kenya. They don't care. They will lie. John Kyle this week saying that 90% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortions. They just will lie. Democrats, they're afraid to lie. They're afraid of pissing off Fox News. They're afraid that Rush Limbaugh is going to say something mean.
Fatty.
Yeah, well, Rush Limbaugh is already saying something mean. You know what that fat fuck hillbilly heroin huffing bastard said today?
Give me more heroin?
No. Even better, he said, let me get my Rush Limbaugh voice going here. I gotta get jowly and pedantic. Obama's base is made up of people even more vile than he is. I mean, you've got the genuine, I mean, a lot of it is just walking human debris on the Democrat base side. He extended the Bush tax cuts last December. That bunch of people, those savages, they make up the Obama base, are fit to be tied. He had to get them back. And the one way to do it is to go out and savage us. That's what they love. That's what they get off on. That is their orgasm, because these people can't find willing mates. So their orgasm is for Obama and Democrat Party leaders to really take it on us.
Stop soon, please.
God, I mean, what a cock knob, huh?
I love Jowly and Pedantic.
Yes, Jowly and Pedantic.
Actually was his first name.
It's on his T-shirt.
Nice.
So first of all, the thought of orgasm and Rush Limbaugh together is enough to make me never stop vomiting. I mean, imagine slip sliding around on that sweaty mountain of gelatinous flesh.
Wait, let me imagine. Continue.
You see, that's beside the point. I mean, look what he called us. He called us vile. He said that we're debris, we're savage. Sorry, Democrats, but you're not going to charm Rush Limbaugh. So Democrats need to attack. Democrats need to fuck some shit up. So, Jeff, I've put together an ad for the Paul Ryan budget.
You did?
Yeah, you want to
hear
it?
You told me you were getting something ready.
I am. This is for the Democrats. This is a freebie.
I would like to hear it.
Okay, first I need some grim, serious music. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Let me see if I can do this. Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan wants to give tax cuts to Wall Street executives. And he wants to take money away from old people in order to cut Medicare. In fact, the Republican plan is to have all old people killed by Mitch McConnell's army of Kentucky rednecks, grind up their bodies and make them into crackers that will be force-fed to their grandchildren while John Boehner masturbates into a pile of their teeth. Is that what we want for America? Yeah. Now that's a fucking ad.
That was beautiful. I'm going to vote for... I'm not sure who the candidate was.
Yeah,
I want
you to send that to every radio station in the country. And when Republicans complain that it's unfair, just say, hey, guess you should stop John Boehner from jacking off on Grandma's fillings. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I particularly like that. I think that we could use that sort of a messaging or really packaging on the messaging for everything, even stuff that isn't so obviously evil, but the evil is creeping underneath.
Yeah? What do you think? Like what?
Well, what happens? Okay, Mitt Romney put out that video of him announcing his presidency.
Oh, God, that was so exciting.
Let's give it a listen with the real context.
The answer is that President Obama's policies have failed.
That's good. That's not
he
bad.
He and virtually all the people around him. Wow. Have never worked in the real economy.
What's wrong with this, Romney?
They just don't know how jobs are created in the private sector.
Oh, my God, what's he going to do to
That's
us?
That's where I spent my entire career. In 1985, I helped found a company. At first, we had 10 employees. Today, there are hundreds. My work led me to become deeply involved in helping other businesses.
I'm scared
from innovative startups to large companies going through tough
hair.
Times.
What is he going to do to us?
I was successful and helped create jobs.
Oh!
Sometimes he wasn't successful in making jobs.
Why jobs leave and how jobs are created here at home.
He knows things.
Later, when I served as governor of Massachusetts, I used the skills I had learned in 25 years in business.
He's going
to
talk about
to streamline state government.
Probably.
Balance the budget.
No, it's not. Because that's...
And restore a $2 billion rainy day fund.
The music is telling me he's evil.
From my vantage point in business and in government, become convinced...
Son of a bitch is going to take me out!
...dangerous course.
Warren, America's on a dangerous course. Do you hear what he's saying?
And it's become even worse in the last 2 years.
This is the worst human being ever.
But isn't this part really inspiring? It's, like, aspirational.
No, no, are you kidding? I get the point.
Are you done with him?
I don't know.
America. I believe in the freedom and opportunity and the principles of our Constitution that have led us to become
Save
the greatest
little bird
nation
in the, background.
In the history of the earth. And I believe that these will confirm America's future as well.
See, doesn't that really
it does.
Convey the message a little bit better?
It does. It's shut him the fuck up already.
Goodbye, Mitty.
Okay. God, you know, I'm so sick of Mitt Romney. I want to just rub my scrotum on his head, just as a way of insulting all Mormons.
Well, that kind of looks like that's happened. Like, he and Paul Ryan, I think, share the same hair. You never see them in
you
the same room.
You are hair-obsessed. And, you know, for a man with such lustrous locks,
I don't believe my hair gives me power. I think they do.
Oh.
Speaking of hair and power, I want to continue this thought about the items in the news, because... what's his name? Alan Simpson, who he was a guy with like the Social Security as a cow with 1,000 teeth or something
right,
like that.
Right, but he was on the budget committee, the Simpson-Bowles committee that put forth the ideas, and Barack Obama's budget took a few of the ideas, but not a lot from
right.
there.
And he was talking the other day.
He's Republican, isn't he?
He's a Republican, and a lot of times I don't like what he has to say, but he was talking on, I forget what show this was, but he was talking.
But we won a governorship there in New Jersey.
He's talking about the Republican.
Oh, he's
not
on Chris
talking
Matthew.
About social issues. Who the hell's for abortion. I don't know anybody running around with a sign that says have an abortion. They're wonderful. They're hideous. But they're a deeply intimate and personal okay. decision. And
yes.
I don't think men
yes.
legislators should even vote on the issue.
Whoa.
Then you've got homosexuality. You've got don't ask, don't tell. We have homophobes in our party.
What?
That's disgusting to me. We're all human beings. We're all God's children. Now, if they're going to get off in that stuff.
He's saying it.
Santorum,
he's saying it. And it has resonance.
Things,
I believe it because the music.
About homosexuals. Ask him about it.
That's
see
Santorum.
If he attributes the cruelness of his remarks years ago foul. Now, you know, that's the kind of guys that are going to be on my ticket, you know, makes you sort out hard what Reagan said, you know, stick with your folks. But I'm not sticking with people who are homophobic, anti-women.
Don't
you know,
vote for those homophobes.
Alan Simpson's a break. Well, like, the thing the Republicans
secretary,
have always been great at is sticking together. Now there's a
Come
break.
That's
Get
it.
Off.
That's it.
Oh, we missed
well,
the best
no,
part.
Yes. You talking about what it did about... The best part of the music or best part of...
You know, moral values while you're diddling your secretary, while you're giving a speech on moral values? Come on, get off of it.
Well, Alan Simpson.
That was good.
Thank you.
That
now, he mentioned Santorum, who's kind of my new favorite the politician, and he announced, we don't even have to do the Inception music for him, because he announced that he was forming an exploratory committee, and his announcement itself had its own music. Listen to this.
Yeah. You know, it's really unexpected. I'm really glad Trig Palin got a job.
That is jowly and pedantic. Oh, Santorum, he is so nuts, man. Like, I don't... He's got a lot of closet... He must have closeted issues, right? Because he's always going off on stuff like homosexuality and the environment and Planned Parenthood.
Abortion. He is crazy about abortion. I mean, crazy against abortion.
Crazy.
He's totally, totally crazy.
Katie, can we get a swoosh?
Does that mean...
It is time for a...
Crazy off?
It's crazy off! I'm a monkey inside a spaceship!
I don't know. All right, great. That's our song this week for Crazy Off. Remember, you can get a CD of all of Jeff's Crazy Off songs just by writing to this station.
Write in blood.
So I think picking up on what we've been talking about, we should do a Crazy Off between some things Republicans say.
Well, what about what makes them crazy, which is really the environment, the EPA,
or
and abortion, and Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood. Okay, so I'll take the EPA.
All right, go ahead. Good luck
all
with
right,
that.
All right, I got the EPA, so let me see. I'm going to quote Glenn Beck.
All right, here's Glenn Beck, and this is admittedly there was a lot of talk about the EPA about defunding it in relation to the budget battle this week, and that was one of the writers. However, that did not go through. That was negotiated out. But here's Glenn Beck. If I had told you 5 years ago that the United States government would bypass the Congress and then go right through the EPA for climate change and have the EPA declare that every time you exhale, you poison the earth, if I had told you that 5 years ago, you would have said, not in America.
Now, that's a little nutty, but that's also using Glenn Beck.
That's
true. Let's talk about what Planned Parenthood does to people. Okay, the EPA does something, but the Planned Parenthood does these things to Republicans. You mentioned John Kyle earlier. His lie about saying 90% of the funds were used for abortion spawned a whole hashtag started up by Colbert called hash not intended to be a factual statement. That's how he defended his statement that 90% of the funds were being used. It spawned a whole industry. People write things like, John Kyle throws monkeys in the sea, hashtag not intended to be a factual statement. Or mine, John Kyle is an ass. I will not add a hashtag. In addition, the craziness spawned by Planned Parenthood includes my good friend Rick Santorum, who recently said, okay, everybody, the Social Security system, in my opinion, is flawed design, period, okay? Because having said that, the design would work a lot better if we had stable demographic trends, okay? A third of all young people in America are not in America today because of abortion. Let me repeat, in Rick Santorum's voice, a third of all young people in America are not in America today because of abortion. That's a little crazy. But I see you reeling. I see you on the ropes. But I'm ready for the knockout, Lowly. This is going to be short and sweet. This is Representative Alan Nunnally today talking about Planned Parenthood. This is Representative...
He's in the case.
Here we go.
In fact, in this resolution, not one dime of women's health or family health planning funding is reduced. It simply says those dollars cannot go to Planned Parenthood.
Here we go.
This is an organization that has protected those who prey on our children and has protected those who rape our granddaughters.
Wait, whoa.
The prosecution rests.
You know what? I yield. A crazy guy from Mississippi, that not only do I feel as if I need to protect Ned Beatty's ass at this moment, but I feel as if I need to run and throw my body in front of a Planned Parenthood to prevent that guy from blowing one up.
Well, you probably should do that anyway, but Planned Parenthood, I think it's because they don't understand where babies come from.
They protect granddaughter rapists.
Yes. Planned Parenthood protects those who have raped. There is wrongness on all levels, and that is the ideal outcome of something that's crazy. Maybe next time we'll talk easier crazy, like France versus Arizona, something like that.
So maybe, do you have something else? Do you have maybe, give me something that maybe another potential presidential candidate has
said.
Well,
the fight is won, so let's just end crazy off. Crazy off!
Katie, we need a swoosh to end.
Wait, I wasn't doing the song.
No, you were done with the song.
Damn it. Another bit of craziness about Planned Parenthood comes from our reigning crazy off champ, Michelle.
She's my secret lover, you know.
I feel all sorts of dirty now.
You should spend some time with her. She is all sorts of dirty.
She claims she adopted all those children, but
yes.
I think she stole
them. I'm going to say is two words to you, my friend.
What's that? I talked you off again. You can't fight the crazy Michelle Bachman. She's an unrelenting force of insanity.
I have two words for you.
Yes.
Rusty trombone.
That is actually the name of the seventh child she adopted. Anyway, the point is, what Miss Mother of the Trombone said was that Planned Parenthood was the lens crafters of abortion.
Now, wait. Does that mean you can get an abortion while you wait?
I think it's in about an hour.
Yes.
Or is that another one? Or is that
No. It's yeah. You're right.
Well, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna leave your womb behind for them to like? Of course,
sure,
it's while you
sure.
wait.
You can go over to the Pinkberry while you leave your womb behind and get that thing aborted.
Apparently, lens crafters surprisingly did not actually ask her to say that about
Yes. Yes. Didn't Lens Crafters actually get a little PO'd about it?
I think they might have. Yeah. So now she's changing. She's saying that Planned Parenthood is the Taco Bell of abortions.
Really? Really?
It gives you gas and makes you runny.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'd have thought if, you know, considering that the number of states that now that now limit abortions, you'd have to run for the border to get one.
Oh, nice. Very well done.
Thank you.
Or Planned Parenthood is the Jiffy Lube of abortions.
How is it the Jiffy Lube?
You go in there, you get some guy to put some stuff in you, and he also takes out some stuff in about half an hour for $35.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
One last thing. We'll see if this goes anywhere.
Yes?
The Payless Shoe Store of abortion.
And why is that?
Because it's cheap and easy.
Wow. Did she also say something else about about abortion?
Well, I don't remember exactly what she said, but the whole, like, Lens Crafters thing overshadowed the other thing she said in the same speech, where she was talking about the evils of big abortion.
Big abortion?
Big abortion. Sounds, you know, it's not big oil. It's not big pharma.
No,
it's
no.
It's now big abortion.
Big abortion.
It's not mean a big, giant vagina.
I just think of, like, some southern patriarch. Ah, hello there, boys. I'm big abortion. Big abortion's now in the room, and big abortion wants to have some have a barbecue and invite the whole town over to big abortion's house.
Big abortion brought to you by big poverty. Big poverty, we stay at big mama's house.
Wow, big abortion is sinister.
Big abortion,
you brought it back.
Bringing together the power of abortion from left coast to right coast, from west coast to your folks. I will crush you with the power of impregnation, and then within 12 weeks or maybe 24, finishing the deed.
What would be small abortion?
Small abortion is like a condom.
Abortion. No, isn't that like the mom and pop abortion shops?
Yeah, and big abortion is putting small abortion out of business.
You know what? Could you cut that music off?
No. No, because big abortion is evil, just like big environment.
So what Michelle Obama prefers is that you go to some little storefront downtown to get your abortion. Could you shut off that fucking music?
No, because Michelle Obama is anti-coat hanger industry.
You said Michelle Obama.
But it doesn't matter who it is. Michelles around the world are the worst form of people. Names are Michelle.
What does she have against the coat hanger industry?
I don't remember. No, she's in the pocket of big coat hanger. That's why she wants... This is really tasteless.
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this tastelessness has been brought to you by big public goods.
Your children want education and they want to get there on roads and buses provided by the state. Too bad! Big public goods must be stopped.
That was exhausting.
That was. Hey, I think we have a special guest in the studio.
We do have a special guest in the studio. I'll go get him.
Go get him. And I think that that we have a visitor from the financial world who's going to talk to us all about this week in cheating.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. This is very exciting for you to hear me talk about taxes. Only the little people pay taxes. That's what my friend Leona Helmsley told us. And what she was referring to as little people were the non-corporate people, because as GE has taught us recently, corporations do not pay taxes. It's basic tax law for corporations. You're taxed on your profits. Your profit is your income minus expenses, so have lots of expenses. Quick note, this having no profit thing is just for the IRS. Since 1990, the profits reported to shareholders, you know, those that'll increase your pay, of the largest U.S. companies have been about 50% higher than those reported to the IRS. Keep that in mind, my friends. So let's talk about expenses. How you can write off things. The Republican National Committee, when they went to a strip club, they didn't say they were getting lap dances. They wrote it off as trouser maintenance.
Hallelujah!
Enron, they formed offshore subsidiaries called Jedi, Raptor, and Chuco, stealing from Spielberg, a man who has lasers, so that they could hide their losses and gin up fake profits.
Speak it, brother!
And of course, my favorite was the company Boeing. They considered taking a tax deduction, an expense, for a $650 million settlement over, wait for it, ethics charges.
praise Jesus!
There are so many ways to cheat taxes. Another one? Aren't you from Bermuda or Delaware? Why? Why, yes, you are. Bermuda has no income tax. There are 16,000 foreign companies based in Bermuda. Do you know that Bermuda actually has a law which prevents many companies that are based there from actually doing business there?
I thank you for letting me set up Rude Pundit Industries LLC there.
All you need is a simple mailbox and a dream. What about Delaware? Well, Delaware is a state that basically exists to serve corporate interests. Two-thirds of the Fortune 500 companies are incorporated there, and rules are so friendly there, including a 2006 bankruptcy judge ruling that said you couldn't disclose executive pay because it might create, quote, low morale in an unhealthy work environment. Things are so pro-business there that the state even considered making a policy to maintain a favorable business climate to encourage corporations to make Delaware their bitch. Now look, you don't actually have to be in Delaware. We know it's such a cultural vacuum. The FAA reroutes planes to avoid its airspace. Just set up a thing. Final note, it's not just about corporations. It's about individuals. Individuals, you will not get audited if you're rich. Audits of the poor are going up. Audits of the rich are coming down. If tax evasion is good enough for Wesley Snipes and Willie Nelson, it's good enough for all of you great Americans, great cheaters out there. Now remember, you can't spell making millions by cheating on your taxes without cheating on your taxes. And more than anything, my friends, remember the motto of the great cheater. They cannot catch us all. God bless you. Go to your taxes and get rich cheating.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cheater has left the building.
Door slam.
Hey.
I hate that guy. He is a dick.
He is a total dick. So I think it's time for one more round of our favorite weekly game.
Would you rather put it in the sky? Would you rather have it from her? Would you rather eat a bad French fry? Or would you rather be a sperm?
Did you write that?
Well, the words came out of my mouth.
Wow, wow.
Would you rather, everybody? It's time for everyone's favorite end of the Cheater and the Rude Show event. Would you rather? Lee!
Yes.
I'm going to give it to you
all
first.
Right.
Would you rather be a Republican congressional fact checker,
mm-hmm,
or the guy who squeegees the floor of jerk-off booths in strip clubs?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Would I get to hang out with strippers?
No, just squeegeeing.
Ooh.
Or Republican congressional fact checker.
Yeah, I think that if I was a Republican fact checker, I would actually get to be with the strippers. So I'm going to go, yes, Republican fact checker. All right, I've got one for you.
Give it to me.
Would you rather be Rick Santorum's campaign manager,
ooh,
or a fluffer on the set of a senior citizen porn flick?
Wow, they both involve a lot of balls.
Yes, a lot of mouth work.
Rick Santorum makes me feel dirty. Elder porn is dirty, but at least in the elder porn, they're having a last fling. They're having a chance to live life, whereas Rick Santorum is not a human. I'm going fluffer on elder porn.
Thank you, and that has been this week's Would You Rather.
And that has also been this week's
Cheater and the Rude. I'm Lee Papa.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler. If you are near the Hoboken area, come to my show, Get Rich Cheating, tomorrow night.
And you can get my book, The Rude Pundit's Almanac, on orbooks.com, or you can download it for your Kindle from amazon.com.
Please go to our Facebook page, search Cheater and the Rude, tell us what you think, like it, love it, listen, tell your friends.
And the podcast will be posted later tonight. You can download it and carry Cheater and the Rude in your pocket next to your genitals.
Enough announcements! Good night!
Oh, follow us on Twitter, at Jeff Chrysler and at Rude Pundit! Jeff really wants to hit 1,000 followers really badly.
In the face. Good night, everybody. Cheater and the Rude, Progressive Radio Network.